You, Bree.
Snipper. I'm Nora.
I'm Kathy, and she hates it when I snip.
We always have this battle about, you know, Kathy likes the snipping. I don't really like the snipping, but there you go.
Why not afterwards when you get...
Really yeah, stronger than mine.
Oh, really? We would like... Actually, we are going to take a vote. You all write in. To sniff or not to sniff?
Is it getting tedious, which is my point?
And it's not, which is mine. And you've got a point to make today, my darling. What is it?
Yeah, I was reading about, you know, I try and keep on top of the trends, not in my personal life, but for research purposes. And I was reading about life caching. Life caching.
Like cashing in, like life insurance?
No, like caching, like hiding, like like geocaching or things like that. Life caching is basically what you and I, when we were children, would have called keeping a scrapbook. But now, with the proliferation of digital technologies and stuff, it's this sort of trend towards people basically obsessively documenting every aspect of their lives, right? It's got to be, you know, you got to have your blog, you've got to have your podcast, you've got to have...
Like us.
You've got to have your, you know, your photograph swaps online with your friends and so on, obsessively documenting all of your life. And I like, guess what I'm wondering, is it creative self-expression or is it a neurosis? That's my question.
Well, I was never one of those people who saved a lot of photographs or did the scrapbook or the diary. But I find it really interesting that for years and years, and for a long time, people did do that. So I don't think that it's... What I find that's changed is the fact that we want to share it. That's where I think the question lies. And where does it come from, this obsessive need to, like, share? Because, like, your diary, like, I remember when I was really kind of messed up for a while, for about 2 years, I was journaling, as they called it in the 90s. Did you ever journal?
I know. I had a diary when I was a kid, but I never journaled as that kind of path to self-discovery journaling.
Yes. You should try it sometime. Just don't do it online. No, but people are doing it. And that's what I find really interesting, is that they're saying everything right out there. And do other people really find it interesting?
Yeah. And is it partly technologically driven that it's just so easy to do that now? Therefore, the instinct to tell and to post is there? I don't know.
And when you're doing it, are you just, like, do you slag people? Because, like, in a diary, I think a diary is, you know, something that you go and you slag so-and-so did this to me, fuck you, you know?
Yeah.
But would you put that online? And what's that going to create about somebody else? Is that what's going to make people come because you're slagging other people?
I don't know. I mean, I think for a lot of people, things like blogs, I think, are more they're more the sort of semi-private space, right? They're not exactly things that you would, they're kind of like your living room. You're not metaphorically letting people into your bedroom, but you're in a sort of salon space that's semi-private or whatever, right? But, I mean, I guess what I wonder, too, about the visual things, like the compulsive documenting, through photographs and through digital video and things like that. Is that changing the way we remember things? Like, we so often, like, compulsively take photographs of things right now, right?
Yeah.
Is that changing the way we, you know, are we changing from people who remember things to people who just record things? And is there a difference? Like, if you're not thinking, oh, I want to remember this moment, because you're constantly taking pictures of it, does it change the way things are encoded in your mind?
That's true, because I've never been a picture taker, but I've always been one of those people who go, okay, mental moment, take it and remember it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I...
Because the other thing's different about memory is, like, when we remember things, the way we remember changes over time, and that's part of the interesting things about, one of the interesting things about being human. Whereas if you're just constantly referring back to something which is a preserved, recorded image, I think that's a very different thing.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about swapping.
Yes.
People now are going to swap parties. Have you heard about that?
You know, I had a I have a friend who had, I guess she had started this a couple of years ago, where she would just have, like, these, she had a funny name for it, but you get together at her place and bring out your old clothes and, like,
wash.
Everyone would get, well, I think, you know, etiquette would dictate that you should wash them first. So I don't know if you were, you know, supposed to darn the socks first or anything like that.
Drunken old clothes party.
But, yeah, people would come over to her house and, you know, you'd have a couple of drinks and swap parties, or swap clothes, as not the ones you're wearing, but, you know, the clothes you brought.
Well, I have a friend who every time something new would come into a space, something else has to go out.
Smart.
Well, I think it may have something to do with the fact that we are living in smaller spaces now. So you can't accumulate these, you know, boxes and boxes of clothing. You've got to keep things coming and going. I think it's a great idea. I think it sort of keeps with the flow. And as long as people aren't swapping money, it's kind of like the barter system for work.
So how do you do it? You just send out an email to, like, a bunch of your friends and you swap... Or maybe you have a theme, like I'm swapping, you know, books or swapping clothes or...
Or just cool shit. And especially you can get to be known as being the person who has the coolest shit. And imagine it would be fun if you actually had people really bartering for, like, let's say, your beautiful new...
Give me that
hat. Yeah, it's a macrame...
It's macrame.
It's like macrame-like orange cowboy hat. Just got it. It's very nice.
That's it for this episode of The Sniffer. Send us an email, thesniffer@technologian.org.
Bye.
Bye.